As they spoke, Olazan and his void jumpers began to emerge from their hiding places. One of the technical sergeants began to collect comlinks, while the second clamped on a pair of knee magnets and began to climb the corridor wall. Tahiri watched the preparations for a moment, then her eyes grew narrow.
"You wanted the gift because I was aboard, didn't you?"
she asked.
"You want me to go after another of Aboloth's manifestations with you?"
Saba shrugged.
"It was Master Horn's idea," she said. "But you have already killed one Aboloth. When the time comes, this one expects you to let the Master take first strike."
Before Tahiri could agree, Tech One stepped between them and held out a hand.
"We need your comlinks," he said, "and Chronos too, if they have an auto-check function."
Seeing that Tech Two was mag-clamping a small silver orb in front of the vidcam that covered this section of corridor, Saba quickly passed over the requested equipment, then asked,
"What about lightsabers and blasters?"
"Not this time," the tech replied. "This is just a small blinder. It's only going to take out RF and a bit of optical."
Tahiri passed her equipment over.
"You're disabling the surveillance system?"
"Everything within 300 meters anyway," the tech said. "We can't do the whole thing at once without crashing every speeder and blast boat within 50 kilometers.
Tahiri turned to Saba.
"No one put a back door in the temple surveillance system?"
"Of course,"
Saba replied.
"But Aboloth entered the computer core and removed it, along with all other backdoors. She controls all systems in the temple now."
Tahiri's eyes widened in alarm. Or perhaps it was excitement. With humans, Saba could never tell.
"When you say entered," Tahiri said, "do you mean Aboloth actually moved her force presence into the circuits? Like Callista did aboard the Eye of Palpatine's computer?"
"Yes. That is why we must destroy the surveillance system,"
Saba said, forcing herself to be patient.
"Before one can kill the Cranback, one must put out the eyes of the Cranback."
"But that means setting off a blinder every 600 meters.
Tahiri stopped to do the calculations, then her face sagged with disappointment.
"We're going to be here for days."
"The time will pass faster than you think, Jedi Vela,"
Saba said.
"We have much to prepare before Master Skywalker signals the attack."